Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. This devotional was written by Catherine King and read by Amy Large. Music from the Heart. Our scripture today is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. I have always enjoyed music. When I was a teen, my mom joked that I knew the lyrics to every song on the radio. There's just something about music that speaks to me. A few bars of Celebration by Kool & the Gang, and I'm back in Linda Lee's den dancing with my friends. When I hear Keith Whitley's When You Say Nothing at All, I'm in a dorm at Andy Holt with my roommate learning how to two-step. And This I Promise You by Ronan Keating will always remind me of one of the happiest days of my life, when I married my husband Don. Music seems to be persistently intertwined with memory and emotion. For me, that's even more true of religious music. My maternal grandfather wanted Handel's Messiah played as his casket was rolled to the hearse after his service. It brought a smile to my face as we left the service. The hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, was sung by two of my friends at my maternal grandmother's and my mother's funerals. The words seem to relate to the deceased as well as those who mourn their loss. I could continue and make quite the playlist, but I want to circle back to this verse from Ephesians. When I read it, the phrase, make music from the heart, immediately reminded me of one of my favorite Christmas songs with that phrase. The Work of Christmas is based on a poem by Howard Thurman, and the beautiful words are a good reminder for us throughout the year. So I'll share them now. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music from the heart. I encourage you to listen to the choral arrangement at the link provided in the notes. Speaking with music from the heart can provide comfort, inspiration, lament, or praise. I hope the words of this song inspire you to continue the work of Christmas throughout the year as you seek to minister to the lost, the broken, and the hungry. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the gift of music from the heart that speaks to us and sometimes for us. Thank you for musicians and lyricists with the talent to comfort, inspire, lament, and praise through music that enriches our worship and inspires us to fulfill our Christian mission on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.